Welcome back to another Hilchos Pesach Shir, and we will discuss today a very common question. Is it mutter to drink coffee in between the first kais of Adal Kaisis and the second kais? That means right after you make Kiddush, the first Adal Kaisis. Is it mutter to take a cup of coffee or not? That's number one. And if it's mutter, what's the best oifen, what's the best way to take this drink? When should you take the drink? And that will be discussed with Ezra Hashem today. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Tofai and Gimel Sif Gimel, Im Yirza Lishtois Kama Kaisis or Shus B'Yadai. He says, really, technically, you're allowed to drink as many kais of wine as you want. But Lamaisa Shulchan Aruch says you should not drink between the first and second kais. If not, it's a Tzarech Gadol. In order, you shouldn't get drunk, and then you won't do the Seder properly and the Agada properly. And Rish Brua says that this heter, that you're allowed to drink a lot, is only B'Shasta Achila, while you're eating. But if you drink before eating, then it's Meshaker, and therefore it's usher to drink wine in between the first and second kites. And then the Mishruah says, Mashma, Dafka wine. But Shar Mashkin, that you don't get drunk from those Mashkin, then it's Mutter to drink Ben HaKaisis. And the Shulchan Aruch says that if you have to make a bracha on it, so then it will be a problem. For some reason, you didn't have a mind to take this drink in between the first two kites, and you want to take a drink of orange juice, for example. So then you have to make a bracha, because you didn't have in mind when I made Kiddush that you pater the orange juice. So then you have to make a shakel. And he says, once you have to make a bracha, then it looks like it'd be moisif ala kaisis, because certain drinks are called chamar medina, and they could be v'yotzev the evet for dala kaisis, and orange juice would be a shayla of that. And therefore, if you make a bracha, it'll be near a kamoisif ala kaisis. So it has to be a type of drink that you're not making a bracha on that. And then it'll be mutter to drink shar mashkin between the two kaisis. That means, between the first and kaisis, you're not allowed to drink wine, even though you don't have to make a bracha. But other mashkin is mutter. But even other mashkin, it's only if you're not making a bracha. If you're making a bracha, it's nira kamaisif ala kaisis. Now, in the Shishan Yisrael, brings down from Shloya Miller that this had to drink other drinks between the two kaisis only for tzarech gadol. But if not tzarech gadol, you should not do it. Because you bring in lashon aruch shochan, the aruch shochan says, begam shari mashkin she'im shakrin yeshlam noyam lishtois. Rak mayim, only water you could drink. That's what he says. And he wants to be machmer a little bit for this Aruch HaShulchan, but I think the Minhag HaOlam is not to be machmer with Aruch HaShulchan, and therefore is mutter to drink technically between the first and second kais. Shaila legabe de bracha. So now, the shaila is, we said that it's a problem if you have to make a bracha on the coffee. So do you make a bracha on the coffee or not? So if you had in mind b'shas kiddush, that I want to drink the coffee after kiddush, so then, you do not have to make a bracha on the coffee. Why? Because we know the bracha of the yayin, the bracha of wine, Bar Pri Gafen, is a special bracha, and that paters all the drinks that are tuffel to the wine. And therefore, you're not going to make a bracha on the coffee. It'll be mutter to take that coffee immediately after Kiddush, because it's not looking like Mosval Kaisis, and you're allowed to drink other drinks that are not Meshach, that don't make you drunk, you're allowed to drink, and you're not making a new bracha, because the Bar Pri Gafen paters you the shakel, and therefore, it'll be mutter to drink the coffee. Let's say you forgot. You forgot to have a mind, b'shas kiddush, that you want to drink coffee. So there's another eitzah. The eitzah would be, is to take like a candy or a little Pesach cake that's made out of potato starch. In such a case where it's a shahakel, you'll make a shahakel on that cake or on that candy, and that will pater the cup of coffee. And it doesn't look like you're moisif ala kaisis, because the bracha is not on the kais, and therefore that would be the best option. So now, the coffee is mutter to drink, especially if you have a tzarech, you need to get tired. You're allowed to drink a coffee after the kiddush. Make sure you have in mind to pater with the Bar Pri Gafen and pater your cup of coffee. And if not, make a bracha on something else. Now, legabi a bracha achroina is a big shaila. Because lechaira, you have to make a bracha achroina. Even though we're not making a bracha achroina on the kiddush, how do we get a bracha achroina on the kiddush? We have benching. But the benching does not pater the coffee. It's not pater the coffee. The coffee is not dvarim above machas suda. It doesn't come for the suda. And therefore, the benching later on will not pater the coffee. It needs its own bar nefashos. So here, you have to get bar nefashos. The problem is, if you take that coffee after the karpas and you make a bar nefashos, there'll be a problem. Because we know the bracha on the karpas, bar pri adama, paters the maroi. Now, if you make a bar nefashos, that automatically covers all the vegetables or the drinks you drank or the things you ate that have a bar nefashos. If you made a bar nefashos, you broke off the bar pri adama. And now it's a shaila about the maroi for making a new bar pri adama in the middle of the suda. Lamaisa, if you did this, but the average, you shouldn't make a Bar Pri Adama on the Mara, but Lamaisa, bring yourself to the Shiloh. Therefore, it's better to take the coffee before the Karpas and then make it a Bar Nefashos. Therefore, you won't get into a Shiloh about Bar Nefashos. It won't be a problem a Bar Nefashos. There's another consideration as well. There are some who hold that you should not be mafsik in the middle of the Agoda. Once the Agoda starts from Holach Manyo or from Manishtano, once the Agoda starts to take a drink, then might be considered hefsik. And therefore, if you want to eat something or drink something, it's kedai to do before the Haggadah. You shouldn't run into a problem of a hefsik in the middle of the Haggadah.